Sunny 102.3 presents The Gone Fishing Show with your hosts, Rick Hale and Joe Dionne.
I'll tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
Ah, you know.
But there's a sign upon your door.
Uh-huh. Gone fishing.
Babble, 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 babble.
There's a sign upon your door.
Pops, don't blab it around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing.
Gone fishing.
Bubble, dazzle, dazzle, dazzle. We gone fishing. Instead of just a wishing. Oh, yeah.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hey, and welcome to the Gone Fishing Show, and this time I'm here, but Joe's not going to be here.
Is Joe really ever here?
I'm not sure about that part there. but the he was out on the Kingfish media day. He was on one boat, and James was on another boat, and representing the Fishing Connection. And they hit a bump, and everybody, I guess, else was standing up except Joe. And they say he went up in the air when they hit that wave, and he came right back down on his butt, hard as he could be, and now his back's sore and really bad. They took about 8 to 10 x-rays on his back yesterday and gave him all kind of medicine.
You know, I didn't see it. I mean, it's not funny that he's hurt, but
it hurt.
It would have been kind of funny to see it, though, wouldn't it?
No way. No. After what I've been through, nothing's funny like that.
Just knowing Joe. But no, I did. I saw all these guys on, I guess it was... It was Tuesday or Wednesday morning. They were all
the media day,
and there was I did see James and I saw Joe, and they had a bunch of big nice boats out there.
Yeah, Joe was on a nice boat. It's just that evidently he had a wave, and
there's some high dollar boats. It looked like. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know what they cost, but I can just imagine. But they were riding out too, buddy. I mean, they were stroking it, you know.
They're $1,000 or more, a little bit more than $1,000 more than mine. Yeah.
Yeah, mine too. Yeah, so that's crazy though. Wow.
So, we hope you're feeling better, and that back situation, because ain't no fun messing with that back.
Yeah, he did send me a message yesterday. That did he go to the hospital, Rick? I think he said he had to go to the hospital or something.
I don't know if he went to the hospital or not. I told him to go to the hospital, but I know he went to his doctor, I believe it was Dr. Patel. He went and saw him. And, Spencer, if you would leave on time, brother, you wouldn't get stuck in that traffic. Come on, man.
Yeah, it wasn't bad for me coming in. It was pretty good, actually. Coming down 9A or 9B, whatever it is.
Yeah.
That's cool.
He's working. But that's what happens when you have 2 or 3, 4, 5, 6 kids. You got to work.
Hey.
Yeah.
Takes a lot to fill the kitchen, you know.
Yeah, it takes a lot to fill that kitchen.
I know, that's right.
Well, this week here is, one of the biggest weeks of the year for the fishing industry. And, you know, last year we had some major companies go out of business and didn't pay their bills. And a lot of different companies didn't have a whole bunch of new stuff to show at ICAST last year. But I am understanding that this year what I've seen, of course, I couldn't go. And then Terry was in the hospital on Thursday.
What's wrong, Miss Terry?
She just had some female
problems
and had to have an outpatient operation or procedure, I guess you would call it.
Mm-hmm.
And she's feeling fine, doing fine. She's at work, but just was not couldn't travel like I couldn't travel. And both of us loved that show. I mean, we haven't missed it in the last 2 years. It's a great show.
Well, I can tell you that. Thank you very much, first of all, for getting me hooked up to go to the show. Jeff Altman and myself went down, and I went with Captain Jim Britton, who's a writer for the Fishing Connection down in the Flagler. And it was absolutely overwhelming but equally as impressive. I've never seen so many just, I'm sure it's miles, you know, miles and miles of fishing products, just different, you know, you name it, stuff you would never even think of that was available for fishing. If the show's any indication how well the fishing industry is doing really well. I mean, I couldn't believe all the new products there, new product showcase. I'm assuming, though, Rick, over in that one area where it said it was the new, the brand new products.
Those are brand new products usually that are.
So there wasn't a whole lot of those then. I mean, not that I saw. I mean, you know, there was a bunch of, as you know, other products, you know, just thousands and thousands of other products. But in that one area that was roped off, it said, you know, showed new products. There wasn't a whole lot of them. I mean, there was, I say a whole lot. I guess compared to everything else, it didn't seem like a lot, you know. But, you know, but it was overwhelming, though. A lot of people that, you know, I grew up watching on television were at, the, you know, that show yesterday. And, you know, some of the, I consider the icons or the legends in our sport, you know, were there, from Hank Parker to Bill Dance to Kevin Van Dam, Roland Martin, you know, guys like that that I grew up watching fish on TV. And now the guys that I watch today on TV, like Keith Poche and Gary Klein, and, you know, those guys that are down on the Bass Tour, I watched that make Major League Fishing quite a bit. But it was just really cool to see all those people, saw the guys from Wicked Tuna, Deadliest Catch. It was just amazing that all the people that were there, I guess, you know, can all share the same passion that we have in fishing, you know.
Yeah, there was one of the largest turnouts, I understand, and there was quite a few new products, but I think the area you're talking about are some of the products that were nominated for best product or best new product, which was, I believe, won by one of the Garmin. It was won by Garmin, one of their new products.
Yeah, I saw that also. We, you know, have a Garmin on my boat, and we stopped at the Garmin booth and talked to Dal. He's one of the representatives for Garmin. He's down in St. John's County. And they have the new, is it called Panoptics or something like that?
Yeah, that was it. Yep.
That is absolutely amazing. I've got my Garmin's about a year old, and it blows that Garmin away as far as the clarity and the just all the stuff that you can see and the imaging and side scan, total scan, and structure scan. I mean, it's just, it's fascinating to see something so lifelike and so clear, you know, down on the, you know, down the water. It's just, it's fascinating.
Fascinating.
Yeah, it is really.
I can remember the old days back when we had the, just the little echo, and you see little dots going by, and you were assuming that they were fish. At least you were hoping they were fish.
Well, help me out. When did actually they start having, like, quote unquote, sonars or GPSs? Not, I mean GPSs, but like actual, like, imaging on boats. Do you remember? How long ago?
Well,
was
my first one was back in the 80s when we were fishing tournaments, and I'm sure they had them before then.
Okay.
But nothing like.
Like now, 3D and ultra high def and everything.
Yeah, there was nothing
it's
like
crazy.
That. A lot of people still carried compasses back when I first started.
Right. I got you.
All right. All go ahead and tell them where to call.
All right. You're listening to the Gone Fishing Radio Show here in Jacksonville on Sunny 102.3 FM. If you want to give us a call at the show, you can reach us at 904-296-2692. You can download the app for Apple and Android users by going to the Play Store. Type in Sunny FM 102.3 and download the app. You can listen to us that way. Or if you're at home on the computer live streaming us, you can live stream us at www.gonefishingshow.com. That's gonefishingshow.com. That's fishing with no G. Out.
Southern Sportsman is now open on the south side of Arlington Expressway. They stock everything an outdoorsman thrives, from firearms and fishing, archery and knives. They've got bows by Hoyt, Obsession and Prime, with an archery range for practice time. Everything's there a fisherman digs, from T. Allen rods to TBS jigs. Guns by Glock can always be found at Southern Sportsman, the best in town. Located at 8324 Arlington Expressway. Give them a call today at 903-2745. That's 903-2745.
No matter how well-maintained your boat is, things still happen. Props get sheared off, fuel pumps quit working, and starters die. You need a reliable towing service. Join Towboat US. Low-cost options and reliable service. For just $149 a year, Towboat US provides you with unlimited towing for on-the-water breakdowns within their vast service area. And that's 24/7. Considering the average tow is around $700, a Towboat US membership is a clear alternative. Visit BoatUS.com and join today. That's BoatUS.com.
Palm Cove Marina, the place boats call heaven. And for good reason, Palm Cove Marina prides itself by offering the largest dry storage facility coupled with the finest wet slip accommodations on Jacksonville's intracoastal waterway. Also, you'll find that Palm Cove Marina provides full marine service, a travel lift, very competitive ethanol-free fuel prices, and they even have a swimming pool. Palm Cove Marina, located on Beach Boulevard on the west side of the intracoastal waterway. Call 223-4757, online at palmcovemarina.com.
The best way to go fishing around here is to join Jacksonville Boat Club. We furnish the boats, the insurance, and take care of all the maintenance. You'll enjoy completely hassle-free valet service on the premier fleet in the Southeast. When you arrive at the dock, your boat will be ready to go. You won't spend hours getting it ready or have to wait in line at the marina or boat ramp. Just remember, we clean the boats, but you clean the fish. JacksBoatClub.com.
Looking for a great day of fishing or want to learn how the pros do it? Then you need to call Captain John Eggers. John's one of the leading guides in the Jacksonville area. John's won such tournaments as the Cabela's IFA Redfish Tournament and has been on many outdoor shows such as TNN and NBC Sports. He'll combine his knowledge of tournament fishing with his charter experience to ensure you have a trip of a lifetime. Give John a call at 591-1611. Again, 591-1611. Or stop by Rick's Bait and Tackle for John's information.
When it comes to those pesky bugs, leave them to Beaver. Beaver Bug Blasters, that is. Clyde T. Bunk, the owner of Beaver Bug Blasters, can stop the bugs from coming into your home by building a bug beaver dam that will keep those bugs outside where they belong. Clyde appreciates your business and he appreciates our veterans. That's why Beaver Bug Blasters is a proud supporter of the Heroes on the Water Foundation. Remember, if your pest control is a disaster, call the masters. Beaver Bug Blasters, 904-242-2847. That's 904-242-2847.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
All right, thank you for staying with us, and and during the break there, I was looking at a bunch of new different stuff there that's coming out. And it's, I'm going to tell you what. Again, last year we had And 2017, because we had a pretty rough year with Marie Sporting Goods going bankrupt. And then you had two major box stores, Kmart
Gander Mountain
went down. And so a lot of the companies, smaller companies, didn't ever get paid by these major companies because they all filed bankruptcy. So not a whole bunch of new products, if any products, came out in 2017. So this year's, and looking at what you have in your hand, just showing me.
You can look at it. It's a huge book, 150 pages.
New
products showcase, and everything about it. I mean, it's staggering.
It is staggering. For people, for your information, the best boning accessory went to Johnson Outdoors, and it's evidently there's a new Minn Kota out.
Yeah, I was going to, a Minn Kota motor guy.
Yeah, it's called the Ultrex, Ultrex, I believe.
I didn't see that one.
Okay. Jackson Kayaks won the best boats and watercraft, Jackson Kayak 360 Angler.
Saw those.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Guess who won the sunglasses? The same person that wins it every year.
Costa?
Yep.
Well, I'll tell you what, they got the most impressive booth there. That's for
Did
sure.
They
should have just won it, but based on the booth they have. Imagine like an old wooden hut built on the side of a beach somewhere in the middle of like the Bahamas.
Uh-huh.
It's two stories. I mean, it was pretty neat setup they had there.
River's Edge Products won the fish sandals, so that's the best footwear.
Didn't see those.
Okay. Best giftware went to...
Best what?
GIF, you know, like a GIF wear of some kind.
Okay.
Number six, braid. And then the best lifestyle apparel went to AFTCO.
Yes.
And they said there was a lot more apparel there this year than there's been in the years past.
You know, this was my first year. But I tell you what, on that note, there was a ton of apparel there. I mean, every aisle just about had some sort of apparel on it, whether it was shirts or hats or shorts, or like AFCO was there, of course, obviously. But
AFCO was, yeah.
But they were there. They had a real big setup too. But there was a lot. There's a ton of apparel, honestly. Everything from hats to shorts to sandals to, you know, the UPF shirts to just regular T-shirts and buffs and gloves and all sort of stuff.
It's kind of funny. I'm looking here. The best fishing line.
Power Pro.
Power Pro Super Slick, which I just spent, I bet you, $500 restocking my store again. It flies out the door.
I find it hard. I don't know.
People are buying the dickens out of it.
Mm.
And
I saw where that, was it St. Croix that won the St. Croix? I know. I was shocked about that kind of.
The rods?
Yeah, they're Mojo. I think the saltwater rod was the St. Croix.
The saltwater rod was the St. Croix rod. Yeah, Mojo Yak. Yeah. Mojo Yak. And I'm going to tell you what. I'm not going to tell you what on that.
No, here. I was just, there were several of them that we saw. They had a display when we first got there in the morning, and it had like a row of, you walk in, it had a little row of awards sitting by these particular items. And we walked down the list of the items that they had, and some of it we weren't surprised. Some of it we were real surprised. I'll just say that. Looks like we got a phone call coming in.
Yeah. And so the show was, evidently everything I've seen was just loaded down with a lot of new equipment coming out.
Right.
Of course, now, Jawjacker, we couldn't afford to go there, but... Well, next year we might have our own booth.
You know
only cost
we'll take this phone call, Rick, but when we come back from the phone call, I want to talk about what I was told it was cost to actually be down there. Anyways.
Okay, it's Captain McNeely. Hey, Cap, how you doing, buddy?
Say, Rick. Hey, Donnie.
How you doing, Captain Ty?
I'm good, man. Rick, it's good to hear your voice on the air again, buddy.
It's good to be talking again, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah. I bet you've been through a little rough patch, man. I'm glad to see you're peeking your head out a little.
Yeah, the good Lord and a lot of prayers and a lot of friends have really, I mean, I'm the only guy walking around still with metal stuck in his heart and hands with a smile on
his
face.
He's worth something now.
I'm worried, yeah.
Right. Hey, Ty, he actually looks better, Ty, than he did before he left.
Well, I heard you mentioning that Joe had fell in the boat and hurt his face and, You know, I hate to hear that.
Back, yeah. I'm going to tell you what, though, guys. I've had that happen to me one time where I went up about 2 or 3 feet on a wave and come down on your behind, and that hurts that back. I'm going to tell you, it really hurts it.
It does.
And,
hey, Ty, can you hold on 1 second while we get to the break real quick?
Yeah, I'll do what I can.
Yeah,
all right, give us 1 second, buddy.
Right.
You're listening to the Gone Fishing Radio Show.
We're on the air.
On Sunny 102.3 FM. Give us a call at 296-2692, or you can download the app at Sunny FM 102.3, or check us out on the internet at GoneFishingShow.com. That's GoneFishingShow with no G.com. Out. All right, we're back on the air real quick. Hey, Ty, you there still? Ty, you there? I'm sorry. Okay, anyways. We're talking about iCast and all the products that we have on iCast, and it was pretty overwhelming. There's a lot of products there. There was a lot of new products, a lot of old products, a lot of products that they've upgraded and stuff like that. So,
hey, that was a short break. I'm back.
Yeah, it was crazy there, but I think we had time on one that we were talking to.
Yeah. Hey, Captain, you still there, buddy?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Great.
And so how things been going?
It's been good. Weather's been nice and cool.
Yeah. Yep. Isn't that the truth? Nice and cool.
Ty, how's things going up there in your area?
Fishing's been real good up this way. You know, of course, the redfish and trout seem to be always biting. Flounder are moving in pretty good.
Yeah, the flounder bite is kind of surprising this time of year for this heat and everything. really surprised.
Some good fish.
Yeah, there's some nice flounder really up here in North Florida. How about you, Ty? You seeing some? Well, you're in North Florida, but.
Yeah, we're
he's in very North Florida.
They've been pretty good, you know, some pretty good reports and catching some pretty decent flounder up this way. It seems what's really going off right now up here is the surf fish and sharks. Sharks in the surf right now are
big
just
time.
Amazing. Some of the things that they're, they're catching some nice sharks up here. So I don't know.
There's been two or three shark bites. Boy got his down there at where they call it the shark capital of the world, New Smyrna Beach.
New Smyrna.
Yeah, he got bit pretty good yesterday on his foot, and then a lady got drug into the water by a shark, and I'm not sure if she lost her arm or not.
Wow, that's terrible.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Yeah, they're out there for sure.
Well, Ty, like I told you and Rick, I think me and Jeff kind of alluded to the other day. Well, we've hit the beach for some pogies here recently and done some fishing around the inlet and that sort of stuff. And we've caught some sharks. And I even posted a video a couple of days ago of a shark that came out of nowhere and demolished a red that one of my clients had on.
Well, how about that guy who was bringing in that tarpon? Did you see that picture of that tarpon?
I haven't seen that.
I mean, two-thirds of that tarpon gone. Was gone.
Well, that's what it is, bull red. And, I mean,
those bull sharks love tarpon.
He is probably a 20-pound redfish. I mean, that's how big he was. He's a monster. And long story short, I mean, this shark, just out of nowhere, you never saw him until the very last second. I mean, he bit him in half like his butter, And so,
hey, who else you guys got in there with you?
Yeah, we got Spencer.
Spencer.
Bear Rat, Mr. Surf Fishing, Spencer Brock.
Are you going to try to stop by, Ty?
I got you. I don't think I'm going to be able to. That's why I called in.
Okay.
I planned on making it that way, but I'm not going to be able to, so I wanted to call in. So
okay.
I didn't say hello to Spencer when I first called.
I just got here.
Spencer wasn't here.
Sorry, I was in traffic.
If I knew he was going to Zaxby's, I would have had him bring me my
kidding.
Lunch.
No kidding.
Darn.
But, all right, guys. Well, hey, I appreciate you guys for being on the radio and allowing me to call in and talk for a few minutes. And Rick, it's always good to hear your voice.
Thank you, my friend.
All right, buddy. Good talking to you, man.
Good talking to
you. I'll call you later, bud.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Only Rick's Bait and Tackle predicted 2 weeks. 2 weeks before it was announced anywhere.
Oh, the red snapper.
The red snapper.
I was just reading about that.
Yep.
In traffic.
I was the first one to predict it, and it was from the Gone Fishing Show. And
what did you predict?
I predict that there would be a red snapper season in August.
They just approved it.
And I tell you what, guys.
That's what the problem was right there.
This is another lawyer. God bless you, Michael. I'll have to call you back. I'm on the radio.
Yeah, that's what the issue was a minute ago. We thought it was going to break. I got it now. Okay. I got you now. Okay, yeah. All right. Anyway, sorry about that. So Rick said there's going to be a red snapper season.
Yes, and it appears to be it's going to be in August. We have that new law. 22-something. These guys on the west coast of Florida have been able to use this law, and they're out and out
there
fishing.
They've been wearing them out.
Been wearing out the red snapper. Well, the southern section of the we're going to go to break. I'll come back snapper season.
Now, let's try it again here. You're listening to the Go Home Fishing Radio Show on Sunny 102.3 FM here in Jacksonville. Give us a call at 904-296-2692. Apple or Android users, you can download the app on the Play Store by typing in Sunny FM 102.3. Or if you're live streaming on your computer, check us out on the web at www.gohomefishingshow.com. That's www.gohomefishingshow.com. Fishing with no G. I'm Captain Don Taylor, Spencer Brogdon, and Mr. Rick Hill. It's the Gone Fishing Radio Show.
My name is Amanda, and I am in the Lifefielders Recovery Program at City Rescue Mission. I've allowed alcohol to take my career, my family, and my faith from me. I was also sexually abused and became depressed, even suicidal. It was those suicidal thoughts that became my wake-up call. I was referred to CRM by another facility that told me I needed a longer-term recovery program. A God-centered program and the counselors at CRM have given me the freedom and the willingness to open up. I no longer see myself as an alcoholic. I see myself as a child of God. I know that I am worthy of love and that I can do all things through Christ. After graduating from CRM, I want to work in the nonprofit field and be of service to others.
I'm Penny Keevitt, Executive Director for the City Rescue Mission. Would you consider helping us make a difference as we provide hope, healing, and change to those who need it most? Visit us at crmjax.org. That's crmjax.org to learn more, or to make a donation to help transform the lives of the hungry, homeless, and addicted in Northeast Florida.
Sean Robinson Realty has the ultimate real estate proposition for you. Own your own home. Sean Robinson Realty has likely sold or listed a property near you. If you close a home with Sean Robinson Realty, he'll give you a brand new big screen HD TV. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's 904-77-SHAWN. Sean Robinson Realty is your one stop for all of your real estate needs. Residential sales, commercial leases, or property management. Locally owned and operated by people who know your community. If you're looking to buy or sell a home or commercial property, don't waste your time. Call Sean Robinson Realty. Imagine getting a free big screen HD TV upon closing. Sean Robinson Realty will do it. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's 904-777-4296. 904-77-SEAN. Sean Robinson Realty. Want thousands of people at your yard sale? Have it at Ramona Flea Market. Ramona Flea Market is open every Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 5, and you can set up a yard sale for less money than it costs to print flyers. People come to Ramona Flea Market because of the great deals on clothes, toys, electronics, produce, and more. If you're wanting to sell anything from household items to having a booth for your business, come to Ramona Flea Market, Ramona Boulevard near I-10 and 295. Open Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 5. For information, call 786-3532.
Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty, so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0755.
Shava Furniture Store is open on the south side, and furniture buying was never so easy. Shava Furniture Store, 3917 Southside Boulevard, is open 7 days a week with up to 50% off furniture for every room in the house. Don't pay double. Shop Shava for living room, dining room, and bedroom furniture. Shava Furniture Store will even deliver and take away your old furniture. Same day delivery available. Shava Furniture Store with grand opening prices. 3917 Southside Boulevard, phone 904-379-3799. Black Friday Outlet has Black Friday closeout deals every day. High quality furniture is always up to 80% off. And if it's not the cheapest in town, it's free. Current and past military get extra discounts. 100-day same as cash. Delivery available. They'll even take away your old furniture. High quality furniture, bedding, and rugs at Black Friday Outlet. 1187 Lane Avenue South. If they don't have it, they can get it.
Let's get back to some fishy business with a Gone Fishing radio show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing radio show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
All right. Back on the Gone Fishing radio show.
Okay, as we were talking about, there might be a red snapper season. We predicted it about four weeks ago. And be honest with y'all, you'd rather be lucky and good sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I just happened to be at the right place at the right time and
heard positive news.
And heard the conversation I wasn't supposed to hear.
Hey, did they tell you a number of days by any chance like that or anything? Or?
No. We're going to get Daniel on and go through what messages I have here. Okay, Daniel, how you doing, sir?
Pretty good, guys. How you doing today?
Much better. How can we help you?
Hey, I called the shop earlier this week, and I didn't get a hold of you. I just was going to see maybe if you'd go over the rules tomorrow for the kayak division of that Redfish tournament.
I wish I could. I apologize. I've had open heart surgery, which was not what I was asking. Oh no, I didn't even ask for it. I was on the table, and
he had no choice.
I had no choice.
He's we're lucky to have him here, Mr. Daniel.
So let me tell you what. There is a wonderful, wonderful woman named Rose Marie.
Rose Marie.
Well, he's got to be at a captain's meeting tonight, first and foremost.
Yes, there's a captain's meeting tonight, which you need to be at.
7 p.m. at Sisters Creek.
And you need to be there. But Rose Marie, if you call the telephone number on, there's a Facebook page.
KingfishTourney.com.
Yeah, KingfishTourney.com.
You can
Jacksonville Kingfish Tournament.
Okay.
Jacksonville Kingfish Tournament. And ask for Rose, and she has every bit of information you will need.
Okay. Well,
he is right. I'm hoping that I'm going to be there since I'm giving a kayak away to the winner. And it's a great one. It's the Kaku kayak, which we are selling the Dickens Isle of.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to be there, but I've had a little bit of a health issue, to say the least.
I'm aware of that.
Hey, Daniel, this is Captain Don Taylor. I can tell you, though, if it's like it was last year, you're going to have a largest fish division. You're going to have a spots division. It's going to pay, I think, I'm not sure how many places, but it's going to pay, I think, maybe 4 or 5 places, if I'm not mistaken. You can launch anywhere. But the main thing is you'll have all those questions answered tonight at the captain's meeting. Like I said, it's going to be at 7 p.m. It's going to be at Sisters Creek in that blue building right there in Sisters Creek, okay?
Okay, yeah. I guess my main question was, I fished quite a few of the tournaments, and is the boat tournaments going to apply to the kayaks on the dead fish penalty?
You know,
discussing that. I do not, excuse me. The boats will be assessed a penalty for sure.
And that's one penalty. I talked to Lisa yesterday at the iCast.
Uh-huh.
She didn't give me an answer on that. And so I probably have to wait tonight at the captain's meeting to find out, to be honest with you, bud.
Right. There is going
to
be
I'll probably just go to captain's meeting and hear it then.
Are you fishing kayak or a boat?
Oh, kayak.
Okay.
Yeah, I would just be at the captain's meeting.
Yeah, I can't answer the part on the kayak.
I just don't want to give you any misinformation because they are a little different, but I know there is a pound penalty for the boats. I know that for a fact.
That's a lot.
Well, they're trying to promote you bringing in live fish, you know. So
I know Craig did it 1 year and he got one in alive, but I know it beat him to death.
Yeah.
trying to have a tank and I think he'd had some sort of windsock or something he drug in the water.
Right.
Yeah. The only trouble is, don't drag that fish too far. You're going to have a half a fish.
I know.
Those sharks will be sniffing.
You know, I don't know how big the kayaks are. A lot of guys, you know, but they put a 20-quart cooler on their boat with one of those aerators, you know.
A lot of times
they'll keep them alive.
That may be what I have to do.
Cool the water off, too.
I was going to tell you, the other thing you're going to need to do is to keep that water cool.
Drop the temperature down in the cooler with the fish, and it'll slow his breathing down.
When you're at home, get you a bottle of Gatorade and put water in it and put it in your freezer. Uh-huh. And then put them inside the cooler with the fish. That way the water doesn't cross-contaminate with the fish. That way you don't have to worry about that.
It'll calm them down.
It'll calm them down, too, and it'll keep them alive a lot longer, keep that water cold for you, okay?
Okay, cool. I appreciate that. Thanks, guys.
Yes, sir, buddy.
Man,
have a great day. Thank you, buddy.
All right, man.
Real quick, back on this August Red Snapper. It's the fishery right now remains closed as NOAA's Fisheries and the Secretary of Commerce continue final review of Amendment 43. That was the amendment that was added to the Magnuson-Stevenson Act. And so it's going to open up the South Atlantic region, and they are planning, looks like,
is that the modern
for
fish
August
Act?
2018.
The Magnuson-Stevenson, that was part of the Modern Fish Act, correct?
No. Magnuson-Stevenson Act was created many, many years ago to keep foreign boats off our foreign fisheries from taking our fish. So as liberals got into office, they started using that same act against us.
Yep.
And that's not
the ones
not
who was created to protect.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. And now they were in office for, you know, 8 years. And I'm going to tell you what, there was a Republican in mix in that, too, that did not do a good job on that, Mr. Bush.
Absolutely.
Okay, he didn't do a good job on the Magnuson-Stevenson Act either. But this is the first addition that's here to help the American fishermen. You know, the guys who've gone out and bought thousands and thousands of dollars worth of boats and engines and buy gas and do everything else to support this country. Mm-hmm. They get to go fishing on the weekend now, maybe.
I guess so, the modern fishing act was kind of incorporated with the Magnuson
Stevenson.
Yes, sir. There you go.
There you go.
That's great.
Okie dokie. That's it. I will throw that away. We should hear something real soon, since this is July and August is next.
I know the party boats are liking this.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
They're having to throw back so many big snapper.
All right. Okay, guys. The other negative thing I'm going to bring up.
By the way, I want to just go ahead, since that guy just called, might as well just throw it out there. There is a redfish tournament this weekend on Saturday, along with the kingfish tournament that the caller was just talking about. You guys listen, there's a captain's meeting tonight at 7 p.m. at Sisters Creek that you need to be at to sign up and register and that sort of stuff. So, like Rick said, he's giving away a kayak there and several other prizes. So, that's what the caller was referring to.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah, that's okay. I was getting ready to get into that kingfish tournament right now.
Okay.
All right. On the redfish tournament, it's Saturday.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And that's both divisions, the kayak division and the boat division.
Yes, sir.
Sisters Creek or King's Boat
Jim
Ramp.
King Park, yeah.
Okay. Will remain open Saturday. Okay. Really? After Saturday, Sunday for a whole week, King will be closed, or Sisters Creek, whatever name you go by. Also, Carlucci is not ready to open yet. So in Duval County, there will be only two boat ramps open. One will be Mayport. I say one. I'm not.
More than,
okay.
I know
and,
what you mean, though.
And then the other one will be Beach Boulevard, which has very, very limited parking.
Clapboard will be open.
Clapboard Creek doesn't have any parking.
Why is Sisters Creek closing it, you know?
Yeah. It's a tournament. Every year they close it for a week.
Yeah.
But the Kingfish tournament.
Wow.
So
I'm glad you said something. I guess I probably found that, but I didn't realize it.
Yeah.
Wow.
So Saturday, during the tournament, it will be open. Let me tell you what, there's a lot of guys in Duval County I love to death, but I'm going to tell you what, Duval County has one of the worst parking situations for fishermen in the state of Florida. To have one of the best redfish and trout fisheries, and flounder, actually. We have one of the best fisheries. We have the only place in the state of Florida that allows you to keep two redfish.
Yeah, I know.
Okay? But the reason why you can keep
but no parking.
The reason why you can keep two redfish because nobody can get a boat
nobody
in the
get
water.
Out and catch them.
So there's no place to park.
All right, let's say we got okay. Mr. Craig.
Yeah, that's got to be Mr. Van Craig Brocklin. Hello, Mr. Craig.
Hey, guys.
How you doing, brother?
How you doing, Craig? Today.
The enforcer.
I'm doing great.
Were you able to get down?
Going to pick up a dozen.
Going to pick up a what?
Going to pick up a dozen crabs.
Okay, hey.
Pick up crabs.
All right, hang on through the break.
All right.
Yeah, so this is a short one still. Right. We'll be right back. Craig Van Brocklin will be with us when we get back. Go.
All right, this is Gone Fishing Radio Show, 102.3 FM. Give us a call at 904-296-2692. This is the Gone Fishing Show once again with Spencer Brogdon, Mr. Rick Hill, and Captain Don Taylor, Jr. It's the Gone Fishing Radio Show.
Hey, you want to boat some fish? Call Captain Don Taylor at Inshore Outdoors Fishing. He's a regular right here on the Gone Fishing Show, and boy, can he fish. From Nassau to St. Augustine, Captain Don has been hooking redfish, trout, flounder, sheep's head, tarpon, and snook for years. You'll be fishing with one of the best while using the latest rods and reels. Book your family-friendly charter today. Inshore Outdoors Fishing. If the fishing is tough, stay longer. If the fishing is great, stay all day. Call 318-9906. That's 318-9906. Online at InshoreOutdoorsFishing.com.
Do you have a boat? Then you need to know Shark Attack, a mobile marine service licensed and insured to install and repair marine generators, electronics, stereos, water and waste systems, as well as complete or partial rewires. Have a boat? Then you need to know a mobile marine technician that will come to your boat. Shark Attack does just that. Also offering consulting and pre-purchase inspections. Call 904-200-8709. That's 904-200-8709. And receive $50 off your first service call.
Atlantic Coast Marine, the name to remember for Maverick, Hughes, Pathfinder, Canoe, and Sundance boats. We're also a full-line Yamaha dealer with the best prices on Yamaha engines. A winner of Yamaha's Best in Class 3 years running, Atlantic Coast Marine will get you set up with the right engine the first time. We offer a huge service facility performing everything from fiberglass repair to engine rebuilds. Atlantic Coast Marine, 13748 Atlantic Boulevard at the Intercoastal Waterway. Call 221-0793. That's 221-0793.
Save a nickel, save a dime. You'll save a bundle at Jack's Bargain Cabinets and Flooring. Save big bucks on building materials from kitchen cabinets, vanities, granite countertops, carpet, and vinyl flooring. Jack's Bargain Cabinets beats the britches off those big box stores by as much as 40%. Bring them a quote from the fat cats and they'll beat it like a dusty rug. Jack's Bargain Cabinets are all wood at discount prices. Go to jacksbargaincabinets.com and see the huge selection of kitchen cabinets and countertops. Get a full kitchen or bathroom upgrade in less than 2 weeks at Jack's Bargain Cabinets, 455 Cassett Avenue.
You've been wanting a reputable trolling motor shop in the Beaches area, and now it's here. Fish 307 Jacks. They're a certified Minn Kota service center with the tools and the know-how to get you back in the shallows. If you're needing cannon or walker downrigger work, Fish 307 specializes in that as well. They're conveniently located on Mayport Road, just one block north of Levy, and they're ready to get your boat off the trailer and back in the water where it belongs. Fish 307 Jacks. Give them a call today at 904-859-0966. That's 904-859-0966.
If you're a serious angler, you want to increase your casting distance and accuracy. You want to limit wind knots and bird nests. You want the new Wave Series rods from T. Allen Rods.
T. Allen Rods.
It's the first production rod in the world featuring a 100% carbon fiber rod mated with the Microwave Guide system. It's a revolutionary rod for serious anglers. The new Wave Series from T. Allen Rods. Built in America and available now at tallenrods.com. T. Allen Rods, the finest rods on earth.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Okay, on the line we have one of the gentlemen who has, every time you turn around, you see him walking away with a check. I mean, just about every time.
If he's at the weigh-in still when you get there, he's still sitting there waiting, and you better.
He's waiting. For
he's going to be a long day. Yeah.
Mr. Craig Van Brocklin.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I've won a couple of checks here and there.
A couple hundred.
Gosh.
I don't know. Anyway, just clear up on that redfish tournament tomorrow. On the CAC division, your redfish does not have to be alive.
No penalty.
There's no dead penalty for kayaks in that tournament.
Okay.
Are they separate divisions, Craig?
Not the kayaks, but they will measure it and weigh it. So bring your redfish in. But just speaking of redfish and keeping them alive, I've always just lately just put a couple of stringers on them and drag them around all day. And they stay alive as long as you don't go too fast.
But you're talking about a kayak, not a boat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In a kayak, yeah. I just drag them around. You get back to the ramp, just fill a cooler up with the water, throw them in there with some, a little bit of, I put a frozen water bottle in there to keep the water chilled down on them, and right. Give them a couple of aerators,
and that's
they'll stay alive for a long time.
And if you're buying live shrimp, you got live wells on your boat, take those bottles with you,
yes.
Put it in those live wells, and that will keep those shrimp alive
a
lot longer.
That's what I do with my boat, even with a boat with a live well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you got to keep that water chilled. If you're in a kayak and you just got like a bait bucket, just... I usually empty it out and refill it about once an hour.
So, okay. Hey, so Craig, are they going to have a separate division, a boat division and a kayak division? Is that right?
Yeah.
They are? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But if you're in the boat division, you're not competing against the kayaks. If you're in the kayaks, you're not competing against the boats.
Right.
Okay.
So after this tournament here, Mr. Tournament Director of the World, what's the next tournament?
Next tournament will be August, I believe, 5th. That weekend will be the Fernandina Beach Rodeo. Well, it's a rodeo. It's just a one-day tournament, but they have a lot of different divisions.
Right.
And that's
right.
Usually a good tournament. They used to have a kayak division, but it did away with it. So it's just boat divisions, and you have to bring your fish to the weigh-in alive. It didn't really specify on that one whether you can trailer your boat up and bring and walk your fish up. It doesn't really specify. It just says you have to bring your fish alive to the dock. So yeah. That's a good tournament. They have a lot of some good payouts on that tournament.
Okay. And then see August, and that's then we get into the hurricane month.
September's when it'll
be. After that one, next tournament September. After that, I believe, is Jackson Elite Redfish is going to have a redfish tournament August 25th.
Yeah, all the boys.
Out of, Morningstar Marina in Mayport. And that's the only two tournaments I'm aware of for August.
Right. Yeah, because usually the heat.
It's hot. Trust me. It's been spoken.
Well, the hotter it gets, you know that. It's hard to keep your fish alive.
Craig, right. Are you going to the captain's meeting tonight?
Yeah, I'll be at the captain's meeting tonight.
Okay. Yeah,
we're camping at Hannah Park this weekend, but I'm bringing my kayak with me.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I was going to fish that tournament tomorrow out of my boat, but I had to take my motor in for servicing. Have not got it back yet. So.
Wow.
I'll be in the kayak tomorrow.
Boy, I tell you what, we're looking around at all the different service departments. They are loaded.
Yeah, I've called myself in there.
Oh my God. Yeah, I took it to Advanced Marine. Uh-huh. They were packed full.
Wow. The guys across the street, they are packed.
Yeah.
Brett, I don't even think Brett's taking any boats right
he's
now.
He's two weeks out.
That's some, yep. Man,
Two weeks.
And,
and now if snapper season's about to be open, you're going to see a lot more boats.
I think they planned that intentionally. You know, they go and look.
Absolutely.
You know.
Well, usually they have our snapper season in the September and October when the Northeasters are blowing.
Yeah, I think September is when the IFA starts back up and the Florida Pro and those kind of events, I believe.
Okay.
Right.
Yep.
I got you.
Yep, and our next East Division IFA tournament is going to be in Titusville.
Is it really?
September.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's also kayak.
I don't know what kind of condition the water is.
Oof. I don't know, Craig. I was down there yesterday with a lot of guys and people that are from that Titusville area, and some of them said it was good. One of them said it was been horrible, and one of them said that I guess they're dealing with maybe it's algae bloom or something that they've been suffering from down that area.
That's been all over the news with those algae bloom.
They said it's really bad down there right now. It's killing a lot of fish.
That's the first time I can remember a governor declaring a algae bloom a disaster area.
It's really bad.
I mean, it must be really bad, killing a lot of fish.
Yeah, thousands.
Plus, you know, that this time of year, there's a lot of tourists, a lot of fishermen down there.
Big sugar.
Exactly, But, they said it was really bad down there, and they were suffering big time from it. And some of the guys are having to run, like, 45 minutes or an hour away just to do their job, you know.
My buddy who lives on a canal down there, he's like, they were catching snook there last week. He said they're floating.
Oh, that's terrible.
Complete green.
Catching snook. But, I'll let you go, guys.
Okay, Craig, all right, buddy. Thank you for the call.
Thank you for calling there, Craig.
I'm hoping to see you tonight.
Yeah, I'll see you tonight, Craig.
We can get out of there.
All right, yes, sir. Good deal.
All right.
Mr. Craig Van Brocklin, the enforcer.
Okay.
Isn't
that the truth?
He is,
but
buddy.
Once again, people, let me make you aware. Sisters Creek parking lot. If you're a captain and you got charters, don't plan on going out of Sisters Creek.
And I had to.
And if you have, if you were hoping to use Carlucci, it will not be open.
Well, when is it going to open? By the way, it's been down since the hurricane last year. I mean, things been down for a long time.
I'm gonna tell you what, we got the best guy in the world. You're dealing with the government.
Yeah,
that's all I can tell you.
Red tape.
That's all I can tell you.
It's like all the money that FEMA has coming this way. You know, the pier has $5 million allocated for it. Where is it?
Yeah, but are they allocating the funds elsewhere once they get it and then say they're going to spend it on that and spend it on something else?
I understand it. If I could be correct, I could. Guys, and I don't mean to be funny about this, but when I went through my health situation, some of my memory stayed and some of it went. Oh, yeah. But as I remember it, and if the gentleman in charge of all this, and I can't think of his name right now.
Is he part of the show, you mean?
No, he was. He's in charge on Facebook of the parks.
Not Jim Subers.
Oh, Jim Subers. Yeah.
If Jim Subers listening, he could call in and tell us. But I think all the FEMA money went into one big pal.
Oh Lord, that's not good.
And,
I got you then.
A little bit of here and a little bit of
there. Yeah, yeah,
that's what only happens to it. Okay.
No.
But that's not Jim's fault, you know.
No.
Just so people know, yeah.
What Jim does,
he's dealing with what.
Jim would take something and put it out for bid, like Joe Carlucci.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's got to go through all the bid process, and then once the money comes in to repair it, then the guy who won the bid goes and repairs it.
Yeah,
I got you.
So all Jim does is just play the politic game.
Jump through hoops nonstop.
Jump through hoops nonstop. Okay, James is on line one. Hey, James, how you doing?
Oh, man, I'm mad as hell. How y'all doing?
Actually, I'm doing good, James. How about you, buddy?
I'm all right, but I'm mad as hell.
Well, okay, what you mad about,
what you
bud?
Mad about, bud?
Because
he don't even know why he's mad.
Don Taylor won't take me fishing. Captain Don just, you know, he's supposed to be my boy, my buddy. And he just treat me like a stepchild. He won't take me fishing.
Man, listen to that. You have an open Spencer, invite.
And Spencer is my good friend. And Spencer, I need you. Them guys didn't get it.
James. Well, James, hey James, you're the only black redheaded stepchild I know.
Hey, first of all,
and Rick keeps getting sick on me. Stop that shit, Rick.
Hey, first of all, James, you have an open invite, and you know that. All you got to do is call
me, man.
Exactly.
They never catch up with you.
Hey, how did you? Man, I've been really busy. I've been very blessed this last couple of.
I got a great picture for you the other day, but you're gonna have to pay for this one.
Uh-oh. All right. Hey, how'd you do on the fishing? That's fine. I will. I'll get with you. How'd you guys do the other day out there?
We got three of the biggest damn Jack Crevels I've ever seen in my life.
Wow, that's cool.
They were massively huge.
Huh.
And it took me about 20 minutes to get mine to the surface. Then I popped the line, but they were out there, man. I was surprised to see them that big.
Yeah, my client caught one on Tuesday, and it was the biggest one I've ever seen personally, in person caught.
Yeah, they were huge.
Before we cut you off, how far out did you go when you caught that jack? How far out?
We were about 3 to 4 miles out.
I mean, darn.
They are too far out. The Kings are out on the beach, literally right. Well,
you're right there.
We came down on the beach.
I had them. James, okay. Hold on 1 second, James. We'll reach to the break about that.
No.
Okay.
No, he can call
I'm
back.
Sorry, it's a long break.
This is a long break, yep.
It's a long break. All right, I'll call back.
All right, sounds good. All right, folks, you're listening to the Gone Fishing Radio Show on Sunny 102.3 FM. We're fixing to head to a long break, but after the break, give us a call at 904-296-2692. You can download us on the Play Store by going to Sunny FM 102.3. And if you're at home listening on the computer or live streaming us, go to www.gonefishingshow.com. That's gonefishingshow.com. That's fishing with no G. I'm Captain Don Taylor Jr., Spencer Brogdon, Mr. Rick Hill. This is the Gone Fishing Radio Show.